It's been a couple of weeks since Pensacon took over much of downtown Pensacola, but as WUWF's Bob Barrett reports, the impact of the event on the region is still being evaluated.
We really did exceed our expectations.
Mike Ensley is understating the issue. The week before Pensacon, Ensley, who's the chairman of the event, was predicting 5,000, perhaps as many as 10,000 people attending the first-time convention. Turns out they had 11,000 people on Saturday alone. A survey commissioned by Visit Pensacola puts the economic impact to the area at $1.4 million. 98% of out-of-town visitors said they plan on returning next year. Ensley said he heard good things from just about everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. We've heard from a lot of the restaurant owners and the bar owners downtown that it's been a great weekend for them. I know the Tin Cow, they said that in the history of that restaurant, that's the best weekend they've ever had. I know Joe Abston from there told us that he had to go out of town to get more cases of meat because they ran out because so many people came down to his restaurant over the course of that weekend. So the folks at Play told us that bar was packed on Saturday night, probably 50% more than it would have been on any other night. And I know I went down the street on gallery night and saw everybody dressed up and just enjoying themselves. And the restaurants seemed to be full. The bars seemed to be full. People just, like I said, having a good time and spending their money at the same time.
And the good news doesn't stop with the money. Mike Ensley said the weekend just turned out to be a good time for all involved.
Everybody seemed to have a good time. That was the main thing. We heard from the agents and the celebrities that they had a great time. The vendors were all very happy. They all want to come back next year. And all of our guests seemed to be very happy as well. All of our attendees. To me, that's a success. If everybody had a great time and they enjoyed the show, then I think we did our job.
Every first-year event is going to have issues, and Pensacon had its share. Chairman Mike Ensley said the weather kept some celebrity guests from arriving on time. There were also issues with the large crowd getting their credentials entering the event.
Our ticketing system, we're gonna streamline that a little bit, the way people get their badges. The only complaint that I really heard from people was the way that things were set up was kind of strange in the Bay Center. But the Bay Center is what the Bay Center is. It's not really designed to be a convention center. It's designed to be an arena. So we did the best we could, but we're going to continue to try to improve that, make sure people know how they can get to this floor or that floor, configuring a little more space. Hopefully we can get some more stuff over the ice, get those risers out of there, give ourselves a little more space. Because, yeah, we'd love to have more space. We just don't have it. So we have to work with what we have. And, we learned that there's a market for this here in Pensacola. There are people here that love this stuff as much as I do and as much as my staff does. And so we're going to keep that in mind as we go forward, too. We're going to try to – we really have a wide variety of guests this year, but we heard people want more anime voice actors, so we're going to try to make that happen for next year. We're going to probably try to get a little more Star Trek in there next year. Those kinds of things that we heard over the weekend, but that over the course of the weekend, we didn't hear many complaints at all.
And if you're planning ahead, you can circle February 27th through March 1st in your calendar right now for Pensacon 2015. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.